You are listening to the Rewards Canada Podcast.
Spend once and earn twice with the new WestJet Rewards Triangle Rewards Partnership. Air Miles will transition to Blue Rewards on June 1st. And Porter Airlines adds a fuel surcharge to their VI Porter Award tickets. All this and more on Rewards Canada's This Week in Rewards for March 27th, 2026. If you're looking to make the most of your loyalty programs and credit card rewards, you've come to the right place. This is your weekly dose of loyalty, travel, and credit card happenings in Canada from Canada's original and longest running points and miles resource, Rewards Canada. I'm your host, Patrick, and we're going to go straight into loyalty and travel news, as this was a rare week in that there was nothing happening in the world of credit cards here in Canada. So the big thing in loyalty news this week was the launch of the much-anticipated WestJet Rewards and Triangle Rewards linked loyalty partnership. So we brought you this news nearly a year ago. It was May 2025 when they announced that they would be doing a partnership, and now that partnership has come to fruition, and it went live this past week. And it is a really good linked loyalty partnership. I'd have to say it's one of the best linked loyalty partnerships out there in the market. So the way this partnership works is you have to link your WestJet Rewards account to your Triangle Rewards account. This is very similar to a lot of these other linked loyalty partnerships, like linking Triangle to Petro Points, linking Triangle to Tim Hortons. Well, that's coming. That hasn't happened yet, but that's going to happen. RBC linked with Moi Rewards and More Rewards. There's just all that's the big trend in loyalty over the last few years are these linked loyalty partnerships. And I would have to say out of a lot of them, this is probably one of the best ones that we've seen because it's reciprocal in terms of earning. You know, there's other partnerships out there where you only earn in one program and not the other. Well, this one works both ways, so it's great. You know, if you're shopping at a Triangle Rewards store, so places like Sport Check, Canadian Tire, Marks, and the list goes on, you can earn your Canadian Tire money and your WestJet Rewards points over and above that, and vice versa. When you fly on WestJet and purchase your WestJet tickets, not only will you earn your WestJet Rewards points, but you will also earn CT money on those flights. So really, everybody should be jumping on this because it's not an either-or situation. It's an over-and-above situation. You're earning more on something you were already buying. So let's dive more into this partnership. So like I said, the first thing you want to do is link your accounts. I have some screenshots up on the screen. It's a very simple process. You're going to link your Triangle Rewards, you're going to your WestJet Rewards. You can do it from the WestJet site, or you can do it from the Triangle Rewards site. Doesn't matter. It'll take you through the same process. You'll go through a few steps. You'll confirm. You'll link your accounts. And once you're linked, you're all set to go. You will start earning in both programs, whether you're purchasing WestJet flights or if you're going to Canadian Tire, maybe and buying your spring gardening supplies coming up here right away. So either way, you're going to be earning in both programs. So let's take a look at what that earning is going to be like. So let's look at WestJet earning at Triangle Rewards Partners first. So basically, once you have linked your accounts, you will earn one WestJet point for every $2 spent at the participating stores. And this is on top of any CT money you earn. So, I mean, you know, that's 1 point for every $2. One WestJet point is worth 1 penny. So you're getting basically half a cent per dollar you're spending. So, I mean, it doesn't seem like a huge amount, but you have to remember this is not replacing anything else. This is in addition to. So you're getting extra value here, which is great. You know, the thing with the $2 spending is that you won't earn in multiples of $2. So I put in my blog post that, you know, if you spend $53.65 before taxes, you'll only be earning on $52. But I mean, that's a minimal difference. You know, every $2 isn't too bad in terms of what you're earning here. I think this is huge. This is going to be the ideal part of the partnership. I mean, it's great to earn CT money on WestJet flights, but I think this is the real kicker here because you're going to be shopping more at Triangle stores than, say, purchasing WestJet flights, unless, of course, you are a frequent flyer flying WestJet quite frequently. Then you're going to be racking up a lot of CT money as well on top of your WestJet points earnings. So, but for most people, it's going to be about this everyday earning at Canadian Tire where you're going to be earning even more WestJet points. I shouldn't just say Canadian Tire. I always reference Canadian Tire because that's the biggest partner, but of course, you have Marks, you have Sport Check, lots of options here. You know, so when you're going to buy all your sports gear for your kids, you know, if you're doing it at Sport Check, now you're going to earn CT money and WestJet Rewards points. I'm excited about this one because it's a very good everyday partnership in terms of earning points for both programs. And we actually just recently learned, which I didn't have in the blog post, it is now, it's been updated, but in my original post, thanks to Dark Sky on the Rewards Canada Hub. The Rewards Canada Hub is our free community forum where you can talk about everything to do with points and miles, credit cards, you name it. It doesn't even have to be points and miles. You can go, there's the Rewards Canada Lounge where you can talk about anything, but that is our free community forum for you know, the Rewards Canada community. So be sure to check that out. But yeah, as Dark Sky posted, he saw in the FAQs on WestJet site that when you use a WestJet MasterCard at Canadian Tire, you're actually going to earn more points. So when you use a WestJet MasterCard from RBC, it could be the base level MasterCard or the World Elite, you're actually going to earn one additional WestJet point per dollar. So you're going to earn two WestJet points for every $2. That's actually quite a bit better. So that's a really good incentive. And then you should be able to earn even more CT money with the RBC linked partnership with Triangle, because that gives you 3x CT money. And that does work on the WestJet RBC cards. I've tried it myself. It does work. So you should be earning the 3x CT money, the 1 point per dollar instead of just half a point per dollar by using your WestJet MasterCard. So really good in terms of earn rates if you have a WestJet RBC MasterCard. Now, there are other card options where you can earn more for your spending at like Canadian Tire and other, you know, Triangle stores. You know, personally, I use the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card. That is 2 Marriott Bonvoy points per dollar. If I go based on my last Marriott redemption, that's almost a 4% return on spending, because I got, I think it was 1.96 cents per point. So, you know, 3.92% return on spending, which will work out higher than, you know, all these linked partnerships between using the WestJet card, the RBC Triangle partnership. Oh, there's so many partnerships to go through, and, you know, the triple CT money. So for me, I probably will continue with the Marriott Bonvoy American Express card, but for some, you know, definitely using your WestJet RBC card may be more ideal than using some other cards. And of course, the Triangle credit cards, those are your best earners at, say, the Triangle stores, because you're getting, what is it, 4% return. So that is, you know, an ideal one if you are a Triangle Rewards credit card holder. All right, now let's look at the other side of the partnership, and that is earning CT money on WestJet flights. So once you have your account linked and you purchase a WestJet flight, you're gonna earn 0.4% in CT money, and this is on almost all your entire airfare. Just the only thing that's not gonna earn CT money is the same things that aren't gonna earn WestJet points, and that is government imposed taxes and fees. Now there's also certain fares that are ineligible for earning WestJet points, and that's like your member exclusive fares. And if those are ineligible to earn WestJet points, you will not earn CT money on those as well. But most purchase fares, you will earn your CT money. As long as you're earning WestJet points, you should be earning CT money on it. 0.4% may not seem like a lot, and it's not a huge amount, but you know what? Again, this is over and above all your WestJet points earnings. So this is just icing on the cake on your flights with WestJet. So, you know, you might as well link your accounts. So I'm telling everybody, link your accounts and do this. You know, you're just earning extra for your purchases that you're already gonna be making. So you should go right away and link your accounts just so that you don't forget in the future and miss out on any of this extra earning. There are a few more caveats kind of to the Canadian Tire earning on WestJet flights. The main one is each member has to be linked to Triangle. So say the person who's purchasing flights, say you purchase it for your whole family, family of four, and only you who are purchasing the flights have a Triangle Rewards account and have that linked, you will only earn for your flight. You will not earn for the other three. Everybody else has to have their own Triangle Rewards account and link it to their own WestJet Rewards account and make sure that WestJet Rewards number is on the reservation. Now, you can make the reservation, of course, but you put in the WestJet Rewards number for each traveler, and as long as they are all linked to Triangle Rewards, they will all earn the Triangle money, the CT money, if that makes sense. So that's basically what has to be done there. Now, there is extra earning as well for the credit cards. When you use a Triangle credit card for WestJet flights, that's gonna bump up by 0.6%, so you're gonna earn 1% back on your WestJet flights when you use a Triangle MasterCard. And this extends to everybody on the reservation, as long as they're all linked accounts. So again, if you're the main purchaser, but everybody has their own Triangle Rewards accounts, if you're the main purchaser and have a Triangle Rewards credit card, everybody will get that 1%, which is great. I mean, so only one has to have the credit card, but everybody has to have their own linked accounts, if that makes sense. Hopefully it makes sense. If it doesn't, you know, shoot me a comment below and I'll try and answer and clarify, you know, the whole earning process of earning CT money on WestJet flights. Now, the Triangle Rewards MasterCard's probably not the most ideal for booking WestJet flights because there is no travel insurance coverage. But for some of you, you know, you don't have other options. You don't have a travel credit card or even, you know, some of these higher end cashback cards that have travel insurance. If that's you, say you run with all no fee cards and none of them have insurance coverage, maybe you have insurance coverage through your employer or you purchase your own, you know, yearly travel insurance. Not a big deal, you know, go ahead and book them on your Triangle Rewards credit cards to earn that extra 0.6%. You'll get your flat 1% in CT money earning on top of your WestJet points earning. But for a lot of us, we'll be still purchasing our WestJet flights on our WestJet RBC MasterCards for the elevated earn rates there, travel insurance coverage, things like that. Plus, you get your first check bag free, because if you're booking on the Triangle Rewards card, you will not get that first check bag free. But again, there are people who do not have the WestJet cards. So yeah, if that is really your only option, go ahead and book with the Triangle Rewards MasterCards. And the last part of the partnership that they have is the ability to convert WestJet points into Canadian Tire money. You can't do the opposite direction. And same thing, what was posted on the Rewards Canada Hub, Dark Sky again mentioned, you know, it probably would be not financially viable to allow Canadian Tire money to be transferred into WestJet points, because there is just so much Canadian Tire money out there. And it could, you know, I don't know, it wouldn't financially ruin WestJet, but it sure would cost both companies a lot of money to be able to convert Canadian Tire money into a WestJet point. So you will not find that option, but you will find the option of converting WestJet points into CT money. 120 WestJet points will get you $1 of CT money. So this is lower than the 100-to-1 you get for using for most WestJet redemptions for their flights and extras, when you're, at least when you're booking the extras at the same time as booking your actual flight. It's still a little worse than the 105-to-115 points to one that is required for government taxes and fees, or when you add on extras after you've booked your flight. So, you know, it's kind of a last minute thing. You know, if you need, you know, an extra boost of CT money, I don't know really why you would, but just in case you do, or if you're somebody who, you know, you fly WestJet once and you probably will never fly them again, as long as you have the minimum amount, which is 2,400 points, you can convert those to CT money and make use of it that way. It's just good to have that option. There's an additional option. I don't think it's going to be taken up by a lot of people. Maybe you're somebody who has a lot of WestJet points. You know, we say this with all the programs, like when you have so many Aeroplan points and don't know what to do with them, sometimes you can redeem for other things other than the flights, which typically provide the best value. So it's just good to know you have that additional option there. And yeah, I mean, there's some people who are very infrequent WestJet flyers where they're going to earn the points, and hopefully they get enough to get 2,400 points and can convert to Canadian Tire money. So that's it. That's the whole gist of the WestJet Rewards Triangle Rewards partnership. Now we'll go into another major Canadian loyalty program who had big news this week, and that was Air Miles. So Air Miles provide more details on their transition to the Blue Rewards program. So as you guys know, if you've watched our videos or seen our site, that Air Miles is going to end as a program coming up in a few months. They are transitioning to their new Blue Rewards program. So the big pieces of news this week is elite status. I know a lot of you guys have been asking me about what's going to happen to gold and onyx status in Air Miles. Well, we learned that this week. They will no longer be part of the Blue Rewards program. The Blue Rewards program will not have elite status tiers. They're going for benefits for everybody. So they don't want one person to have a benefit where the other person won't. They're going to make sure everybody has the same benefits. They've promised they're going to tell us what some of the new benefits are. We just don't know what those are yet, but they will be available to all members rather than just select members. So they've gone away from the whole tier-based program, but they're not going to go cold turkey on us with the elite status. They will slowly sunset it. So basically, you have until the end of this year to still earn elite status, and that elite status will run through till the end of 2027. So Blue Rewards will, for roughly 18 months, have elite status levels, and then after that point, everybody will be in the same level. They'll just be Blue Rewards members. Now, there are some key points to the elite status, you know, the transition with elite status for the next, you know, just under 2 years. You have to be an Air Miles member by May 31st. If you join the program after May 31st, you won't be able to requalify or qualify for status. So if you're not a member of Air Miles yet, you might as well go join now, just in case you might be earning a lot of points later on this year with their new partners and all that stuff. So that's good to know, that you should join before May 31st. And then qualifying or requalifying will be the same as the current program. So, I mean, Air Miles, you know, to get gold, you need to earn 500 miles in a year. To get Onyx, you need to do 5,000. But of course, the next news I'm going to talk about is the transition to Blue Rewards. So Blue Rewards, everything is multiplied basically by 16. But so say you're going for this elite status and haven't qualified yet by the time they transition to Blue Rewards, you're going to need to earn 7,890 points in Blue Rewards to get gold status, or 78,940 points to get Onyx status. Now remember, everything's being multiplied by that multiplier. So in the big picture, it's the same amount of earning as in the current Air Miles program. Now, if you have an Air Miles credit card, you know, the base level cards which gave you gold status, you will hold on to that gold status right through to 2027. If you have the World Elite or the higher up cards, higher up business, like the Business World Elite, you automatically get Onyx status, and that will also run through right till the end of 2027. So there's nothing you guys have to do there. You have your Elite status right until the end of 2027. So that key date in there was that May 31st, if you join Air Miles Buy, and that's because Air Miles will transition to Blue Rewards on June 1st. That is when all the miles will convert over to points. So Air Miles will become Blue Rewards points on June 1st. Pretty much the whole program is going to be shutting down on June 1st so they can facilitate this transition. There won't be any customer service. You won't be able to access your account, things like that. They just want to make sure the transition goes smoothly. But then as soon as June 2nd hits, you will see your new Blue Rewards balance. It's going to be multiplied by that 16 points roughly. You're going to have a much bigger balance. And then you can already start redeeming your points on June the 2nd as well. I'm not sure if it's just the transition that's happening on that day or if we're going to have more announcements of the partners. I think a lot of this stuff's going to just, you know, happen month by month, but right now that is the key date, that basically June 1st is the day that Air Miles Miles will become Blue Rewards points. You know, there was an email this week to all Air Miles members saying the update to terms and conditions, and there was a hint in those terms and conditions about the new earn rates, because somebody asked, well, what are the earn rates? And the hint in the terms and conditions is that they put in the earn rates for travel when you book via the new Expedia portal for Air Miles. They show that you're going to earn 16 blue points for every $15 spent on travel. If you're just a base member, if you're a gold member, you'll get 16 points for every 10, and Onyx, you would get 16 points for every $5. You know, currently those earn rates are 1 for 15, 1 for 10, and 1 for 5 in the Air Miles program. So that shows us the earn rates in most cases should be multiplied by that 16 as well. So everything in the program is staying the same as we've known, just the name change, and you know, everything's being multiplied by this multiplier. So basically, you know, the earn and redeem rates in the new Blue Rewards program will be exactly the same as we've seen in Air Miles. All right, now we'll get into some travel news. So Porter Airlines this week announced that they are launching flights from the new Montreal Metropolitan Airport, known as MET, M-E-T. They're going to launch 12 routes to 11 cities from this airport starting on June 15th. If you haven't been aware, this airport, which is on the southeast end of Montreal, went through a revitalization and the development of a new terminal to allow for an expansion of commercial flights out of the airport and, you know, maybe take a little bit of the stress off of Montreal Pierre Elliott Trudeau International Airport. And Porter Airlines, you know, invested money in this to help out with this, and so they are the launch airline. The airline will fly the routes both with their Dash 8 400s and also their Embraer E195-E2 aircraft, depending on the route. You know, obviously, Toronto Billy Bishop Airport will be the Dash 8. Flights like Calgary and Vancouver will be on the E195, a mix of flights there. Those initial routes will consist of 8 year-round and 4 seasonal flights. You can see the routes, frequency, and launch dates on the screen right now. All these flights are bookable on Porter's site for cash, and they are also bookable with VI Porter points. You can redeem VI Porter points for these flights. But do note, the next news I'm going to talk about, they will also include the new fuel surcharge that Porter Airlines has added to VI Porter flights. If you followed Rewards Canada for some time, you'll know that you can also redeem Alaska Airlines Atmos Rewards points for flights on Porter. However, you can't yet for these flights, at least not online. When you go onto Alaska Airlines site, the YHU, which is the airport code for Montreal Metropolitan Airport, isn't even an option. So technically, I don't think online, maybe you can call in and book these flights. I don't know if one of you guys have tried this, please leave a note in the comments below and let me know that yeah, you can book it by calling in, but you definitely cannot book the new Porter flights out of Montreal Metropolitan Airport using your Atmos Rewards points online. At least not yet. Hopefully they'll add that shortly. So yeah, so speaking of that, so Porter Airlines this past week sent out an email. So they're being proactive and let people know, which was great. I'm glad that they let people know that they've added a temporary fuel surcharge to their VI Porter award flights. So they followed in the footsteps of a few other airlines who've already increased or added fuel surcharges. Cathay for one was one of them. And they're just, you know, of course the rise in global fuel prices is the reasoning behind this. What is interesting about their fuel surcharge, it's flat. It doesn't matter where you're flying to, it's a flat $40 per person per direction. So if you're going Toronto to Ottawa, Toronto to Montreal, it's $40. Flying cross country from Vancouver to St. John's, even with a connection, a flat $40. Flying to sun destinations, $40. Los Angeles, $40. All of them are $40. But when you book online and you book one of their sun destinations, you'll notice that the peak surcharge, which is what they're calling it, for the sun destinations like in Mexico, the Caribbean, and Costa Rica, they show up as $86. Porter Airlines let us know that $46 of that is a NAV Canada fee. I'm not sure why they lump it together, but it's still just the $40 fuel surcharge in there. So no matter where you fly with Porter, on their VI Porter reward tickets, you are spending $40 more now as of this past week per person per direction. So $80 round trip per person on fuel surcharges on VI Porter award tickets. And that brings us to some unfortunate news as well in terms of fuel surcharges. This one was not announced. It was just found out by a lot of people in the Points and Miles community. And this really affects a lot of people here in Canada, at least the Points and Miles community people who took advantage of the 25% transfer bonus we let you know last week, but haven't booked with Air France KLM yet because they have increased their surcharges on Flying Blue reward flights. Yeah, so they've increased. There was no news about this. People just caught wind of it by trying to book, of course, and they're seeing the increase. So I went and looked at some of the examples I had in last week's video, and you know, looked at them this week, and sure enough, they have increased. So something like Vancouver to Amsterdam, one way, last week in economy class, you were looking at $154.67 in fees. Now it's $204.47 in fees. So almost a $50 bump up for economy class. Toronto to Rome in business class, this one was $387.52 last week. $150 more now, $537.52 in surcharges and fees. $150 more because of the increase in the fuel surcharge. Similar for the round trip Ottawa-Paris that I used as the major example in last week's video. Last week it was $950 in fees, now it's closer to $1,250, so $300 for a round trip. So a big bump up in fuel surcharges. So hopefully for those of you who did transfer your Amex membership rewards points over to Flying Blue, hopefully you booked before these surcharges kicked in. If not, just beware that you will be doling out some more cash here now for those flights. I didn't check their partner flights like WestJet and that. So if you guys are looking at reward flights after I post this video and looking at like WestJet or other SkyTeam airlines, let me know if you've seen an increase in those fees as well. But for the time being, it's definitely there on Air France and KLM Metal, an unfortunate increase in fuel surcharges there. Now we'll look at some updates that we had on Rewards Canada, some of our features. So the Ultimate Guide to Airport Lounge Access was updated this past week. I update this feature once a year, usually maybe a couple times per year. This was the big 2026 update. It was cleaned up. I made it easier to read. Added some of the new credit cards out there, like the, you know, added the Wealth Simple Visa Infinite Privilege, added the Rogers Red World Legend MasterCard. So basically this feature highlights all the ways you can visit airport lounges. So this includes the credit card lounge access, which we've talked about so much in our videos and on the website. That's the primary way so many Canadians access lounges, but it also talks about annual passes, so priority pass, dragon pass, you know, these memberships that you can buy to access lounges. And with them, there's different levels, you know, where you can pay per entry or you can buy their top level where you get free entry all the time, things like that. We also look at single entry options, so just paying once to enter one lounge. Maybe you don't travel that often, but do want to access a lounge and don't have a credit card gets you access. We look at single entry options. Then we also look at the lounge access options from airlines, so the membership that you can buy from airlines. Air Canada's, for example, has not been available since COVID, and they haven't brought it back, the Maple Leaf Club, and that's probably because of the credit cards that came out now with more access, and just the lounges are so full, so they paused the Maple Leaf Club membership. But there are other airlines who do sell memberships, you know, Alaska Airlines, United, American, Delta. A lot of them sell yearly memberships to access their lounges as well, and partner lounges as well. So those are some options to look at too. The one thing we also updated in here was our discounts. So Rewards Canada is the only Canadian Points and Miles resource to offer discounts on annual Priority Pass memberships. You can save up to 30% on Priority Pass memberships. And we also have a 20% discount on Plaza Premium single visits. So single lounge visits. So if you're one of those people who doesn't travel very often, you can use our discount to get 20% off visits to Plaza Premium lounges in Canada and worldwide. So be sure to check those out as well. And the other feature we updated this past week on Rewards Canada was our guide to expiry and inactivity rules of loyalty programs. This is the most comprehensive guide you will find online to expiry and inactivity rules for Canadian and international loyalty programs. We list all the major Canadian programs, even some minor ones. We list a lot of the popular international programs that Canadians use. You can basically see how long you have before you need to earn or redeem in these programs so that you can keep your program active, because most programs actually don't have expiry rules anymore. They're just inactivity rules. There are a few out there, of course, mainly in Europe and Asia that still have some expiry rules in place. place. But more and more programs, even like Cathay, have gone away from expiring your miles based on a time stamp and rather just an inactivity rule. But it's all laid out there. You can check it out. This update, we updated the Starbucks rewards changes because now if you have the gold or reserve tier, you will not lose your stars. They don't expire as long as you have those tier statuses. And we also updated Air France, KLM, Flying Blue. We talk about them lots now, right? They're a very popular program in the points miles community. They, of course, have made their expire rules better because they ran with two different expire rules, one for flight miles and one for partner miles, basically. It's all combined now, 24-month inactivity. So now when you earn or redeem, well, I shouldn't say now, as of May 9th, when you earn and redeem, it doesn't matter where it's from, it will extend your miles by 24 months. So check out the feature. Actually, all these features, all these articles, like I always say, you will find links in the description below. All right, so that brings us to the Rewards Canada bonus blast for this week. The bonus blast is where we take a quick look at some of the more notable bonus miles or points offers we have added to the website over the past week. And we're gonna look at Air Miles first. So this one actually hasn't kicked off yet, but it will in a couple days. Shop the Block is coming back. Yeah, so one of the most popular Air Miles promotions returns on April 2nd. This one runs until April 15th. Just opt in. You can actually go and opt in for it right now, and then you don't have to worry about when April 2nd rolls around. Like other Shop the Block offers, it's basically when you shop at two or more partners, or three or more, this time it's two, you will earn bonus miles. So this time, if you earn at two partners, you're gonna earn 100 bonus miles. Three partners, you get 250 bonus miles. Four or more partners, it's 500 bonus miles. Plus, if you have one of the BMO Air Miles credit cards and use that card for one of the eligible qualifying Shop the Block purchases, you'll get an additional 50 bonus miles. So you can earn up to 550 bonus miles with this version of Air Miles Shop the Block. Now we'll look at a flight bonus. This is for Lufthansa Group Airlines. So miles and more members. If you are flying on Lufthansa Group Airlines out of Canada, this is, you know, Austrian, Lufthansa, LOT, Polish Airlines, Discover Airlines, Brussels Airlines, the whole shebang, any of them that fly out of Canada, Swiss as well, you can earn 40 extra points and qualifying points in their program. Normally it's 80, you're gonna earn 120 in premium economy class flights over the summer. So between June 1st and August 31st, no registration. This one's gonna be awarded to you no matter what, as long as you have your miles and more number on your flight and you're flying premium economy in a miles earning type of fare, you will earn this bonus, which is great. So it's a great little status boost for your miles and more accounts. As I put in the blog post, if you are somebody who is gonna book this offer, we are partnered with some of these airlines. So we appreciate your support by clicking our links and booking your flights directly with them. So that's like Lufthansa, Austrian, ITA Airways too, they're included there. You'll find those all in the link to the blog post below. And the last bonus offer we'll look at, again, going back to Air France, KLM. So this past week, they launched the bonus with choice privileges. So when you convert choice privileges points into Air France, KLM, Flying Blue miles, they will double the amount you get. So normally when you redeem 5,000 choice privileges points, you get 1,000 Flying Blue miles. Now you get 2,000 Flying Blue miles. This offer is available until April 24th, 2026. And now normally, you know, hotel point conversions to airline miles is not a great deal unless it's Marriott Bonvoy, which can be a better deal. But sometimes you have points that just sit there. You know, for me, you know, for example, I don't really stay at Choice Hotels like any of their brands. And I have points that have just been sitting there and I always extend them by converting to airlines. So my last conversion not too long ago, just shy of maybe 2 years ago, I think it's 18 months, 24 months, I don't recall. I converted to Aeroplan so that I could keep my Choice Privilege points active. So I may do this here as well. So, you know, if you know you're not going to redeem the points for choice privileges stays, then this is your, you know, a key to keep your accounts active. Or if you want to, you know, keep your Flying Blue account active. So right now, if you have some non-flight miles that may be expiring, you may want to do this transfer because you're going to at least get double the miles. You know, you all you have to convert is 5,000 choice privilege points and you're going to get 2,000 Flying Blue miles. And remember, before you book any travel, whether it's flights, hotels, car rentals, to check out Rewards Canada's bonus offer section at rewardscanada.ca/bonuses.html as we list tons of bonus offers. Don't book any travel until you check to see if you can earn more hotel points, more points on your flights. Car rentals is always a big one too. You can earn a lot of extra miles and points there in a lot of different programs. So many Canadians go out and just book travel every day without realizing they can be earning more. And by not earning more, they are just leaving points on the table. And a quick reminder that you'll find links to all the topics that we've covered in this video in the description below. And if you like today's video, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to our channel if you don't do so yet, hit that notification bell so you're notified when we do post new videos, share the video with friends, family, coworkers, anybody who you think can benefit from the topics we cover here today. And if you have any questions, need a clarification, or have a correction on something I got wrong, please leave it in the comments below. We do our best to respond to all the comments we get on our videos. And that's all she wrote for this week. Be sure to check out rewardscanada.ca on a daily basis, or our socials on a daily basis, because there are a lot of things we cover on our website and in our newsletter that we do not cover here on our video. And at the very least, if you can't visit us on a daily basis, you need to subscribe to that newsletter, because on Fridays, you'll get a summary of all the loyalty program news. And then on Saturdays, that's our Rewards Canada bonus bulletin. That is your summary of all the bonus miles and points offers we've added for that previous week. Those are your ticket to earning more miles, more points, and more rewards. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
The Rewards Canada podcast is produced in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, with music produced by Regina's own TWKOP.